Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Dooley.
Well, good morning, everyone. Can you believe it's March 30th, 1965? Good Lord. Now, I just wanted to make you think that for a second because, you know, even when we hear something like that, a date, it takes you back. It takes you back to, when we used to drive the 57 Chevys and or the girls used to ride with the guys that drove the old cars back in the 60s. And even before that, when we used to watch the Roy Rogers and Dale Evans shows and, you know, all that stuff brings back good memories. And that's what I'm finding out now is there's a lot of, you know, we call them baby boomers that like to relive some of the past because it brings back peaceful feelings when, well, basically when we didn't have all those financial responsibilities, you know, for ourselves and with the kids and the grandkids and everything and the mortgages and so on and so forth. And we, you know, we basically just had that lifestyle. And, you know, for those of you that are listening that didn't grow up in the 60s, yeah, we had, Sinatra was when we were a bit young, but we had Presley and the Doors and Moody Blues and the Beatles and all that, and it was a good time. And I suppose every generation comes in and says, well, our generation is cool and everything, but I've talked to a lot of people that are in the category of, I guess they call it the millennials, and they sometimes say, I wish I grew up in the 60s. They just, they enjoy the music. You know, you can hear the words, Patches and Dream Lover, Rhapsody in Rain. You actually hear the words, and you can understand the storylines behind them and everything. It's really interesting. So, you know, we have that genre, that feeling, and I'll tell you, this has been a very interesting travel I've been on with Eric because I've met people that I've only seen on TV over the years or on sports. Like, for instance, when I used to watch some of the football, baseball games, stuff like that, and now I'm actually meeting these people. Eric brought me to a situation at the Donald Trump golf course, and they had groups of celebrities. And although Eric didn't recognize some of them, because Rosie Grier was there, so some of you remember Rosie Grier, and here he was. So we're standing around talking to him, and I'm thinking back, this is the guy I used to watch on TV, the superstar, or we'll be going to an event, and I turn around, and there's, you know, Richard Dreyfuss. And, I mean, Richard, you know, we've seen him in the movies, but it's not like we watched him back when we were kids. You know, Richard, although he's been in acting a long time, he was a little bit later on. He came in, Jaws and all that. Well, he's been in so many movies, it goes back further than that. But I was at an event, and Eric was doing an interview with Richard, and it was the room was basically full of people that were in movies. They were in Star Trek, Star Wars.
You can see more about Eric Easy and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, guys, what's up? My name is Eric EZ Zulli. I'm a host, motivational speaker, and social media networking strategist. CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you done doing it the hard way? Well, come do it the easy way. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We offer promotional PR marketing services, media outreaching, social media networking, fundraising. We have 7 different divisions, from TV and film to music to events to fundraising to media to PR to marketing. We're a one-stop shop. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram. Follow the movement, and remember, hashtag Easy Way. If you're a like-minded individual looking to do positive things, check us out. You can also receive our text updates by texting Easy Way, no spaces, that's letter E, letter Z, to 313131 and receive all of our Easy Way updates. And remember, let's all love humans.
Okay, I'm back. And, you know, everyone, thanks for just going down memory lane with me. I'm just sitting here rambling on, and I get all these memories in my head about what goes on. But I'm kind of rolling this forward because the guest we have on today is an amazing gentleman, and he's very inspirational. I know it sounds corny, but, you know, when I meet people in their 60s and 70s, and they're like, kind of like they look like they're in their 60s and 70s, and they're kind of retired, and that's it. And this I'll call him young man, who's my age, he is inspirational. Anybody that meets him, he's like a Tony Robbins type guy. You meet him, and you go home, and you want to get motivated. You want to do something. And his name is Robert Lanthier, and he's the president of the Real, that's R-E-E-L, like in movies, realcowboys.org, and he's keeping an organization. He's keeping the whole genre alive. And let's see if we have him on here, because this is an amazing show. Robert, are you on the line with us?
Can you hear me?
Ah, there he is. Hello, Robert. Thanks for coming on. I know you're a busy guy.
Well, that's okay. I'm never too busy for you, that's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what. I could have taken the next 15 minutes with an introduction to who you are, but then we wouldn't have much time to talk. But I'll tell you, you are – this show, when Reeve and I talk about situations, the bottom line is we want to have – there's a purpose for this. And it's like, okay, we're retired, but it doesn't mean we have to sit around. And we – people like you – get people motivated, and it lets people know, look, because you're 65 or whatever, doesn't mean you have to watch what's going on around you. You can be the person that's making this all happen, and you're the guy. But I'll tell you, you're doing it. So let's touch base on a little bit about what's going on. I met a Catherine Colvin Bacino, and I'll tell you what.
And I'm here today.
Oh,
too.
There she is. Catherine, you're on. All right, great.
Oh, hey, Catherine.
And I'm so glad that you introduced me to Robert. And I'll tell you what, this has been an exciting organization because the Real Cowboys, and I went down and met with you guys, and I really enjoyed it, and I'm fully involved, and my son's involved, because this brings back good memories, because I know that's what you guys are about, is the good, well, it sounds corny, but the good old days, but the good footage, the good films people used to watch that don't involve all the blowing up and the, you know, all the other stuff with the drugs and the, you know, immoral attitudes and so on and so forth. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing, Robert, and the Real Cowboys.
Well, the Real Cowboys started in November of 1996, and I came along in January 1997 as just a regular member. It was started by the one and only Mr. Jack Iverson, who is the original founder of the Real Cowboys. And then we only had 12 members at the time, but we've grown quite a bit since then. Of course, people come and go, you know, they pass yeah. on, of course. But we're thriving. This is our 18th year, and this is my 6th year as being president of the organization. We're an organization that's dedicated to the preservation of the Western genre and the Western film and old TV shows and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we're the only real entity out there that really keeps it up.
Well, that's so important because we don't want to lose that, you know.
No.
We definitely don't want to lose that.
Right. For the past 4 years, see, every year since that time, we've been doing what they call the Silver Spur Awards. We've been known as the Academy Awards for Westerns. So every year we honor people, big stars, et cetera, that worked in Western movies, TV shows, et cetera, and everything.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
For the past 4 years, I've been the one that's been the producer-director of the Silver Spur.
In itself, that gives you, I mean, look, if you didn't get involved in that, how has that changed your life, right? I mean, the people you've met, this is what we're talking about. It's instead of you sitting around and Robert's watching TV and he's just, you know, maybe golfing once in a while, this has really been a positive for you, hasn't it?
Well, it sure has. It sure has. And I love this organization. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to keep it going, a lot of work to be able to get the famous stars to come and be honored. I mean, last year we honored Stephanie Powers, to which Patrick Wayne was her presenter. Bob Miner, a very famous stuntman actor who worked on a lot of shows and also did Magnum P.I., and his presenter was Roger E. Mosey, the gentleman who flew the helicopter all the
time,
8 years on Magnum P.I., was his presenter. We honored posthumously also famous actor John Payne last year. And, you know, he's an icon himself. And, of course, we have Ruta Lee. Oh, what a character Ruta Lee is. She's a veteran of many old TV Westerns, TV shows and Western movies. None other than Rich Little was here to present to her last year. So we had quite a hilarious show.
You know, when you mentioned Rich Little, that... I love that guy. When he used to be on Johnny Carson, people, they were just amazed. I mean, how he could stand there and become somebody and then turn his head and turn back and he's somebody else, another president, another star, whatever. And you remember he used to do Johnny Carson on the Johnny Carson show.
Well,
I mean,
the thing
he looked
is,
like Johnny Carson.
Well, at the Silver Spur last year, while he was being interviewed by Jeff Startalk, when he was being interviewed, he did Johnny Carson, and he was doing Jimmy Stewart and John Wayne, and also he did Ronald Reagan a little bit and everything. And up on the stage, he did John Wayne a bit. But, of course, he was up there to be the presenter because of the time schedule. But if people go online, realcowboys.org, that's R-E-E-L, cowboys.org.
.org,
they
yeah.
go online if they want to purchase last year's Silver Spur Award show. It's really a great DVD. And they'll really enjoy seeing these big stars of last year. Now, the year before, we honored Robert Wagner and John Voight and Andrew Prine, Lou Gossett Jr., Connie Stevens. And this is the kind of caliber of people that we have. Now, this year, it's going to be a biggie. By the way, it's held at the Sportsman's Lodge in Studio City.
Yeah.
Right. This year is going to be September 18th, Friday. And we're expecting about 700 people. Tickets are on sale now. We're expecting 700 people. We are doing the 60th anniversary of the TV show Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke, yeah.
We're
going to
have
60
a lot
years.
Of,
can you believe that?
I know. I was 5 years old.
What the heck's
old,
going
you know?
On here?
I know. I'm turning 65 May 11th in another month and a half, a couple of months. I lose count these days because I'm so busy.
The only thing I don't understand is I see Catherine at some of these events. I'm thinking, wait a minute. How come I'm... turning, I'm looking my age, and Catherine always looks the same. It's like, what the heck's going on here? What's the deal, Catherine? What are you taking? I mean, it's like, I looked at myself on the internet the other day, Eric did some shooting, and I'm thinking, oh, good Lord, I could do a double as Boris Karloff now.
No,
but you are.
I'll help you take care of your skin, okay? I take very good care of my skin.
You do.
I really, really work at it. I'll help you out there, okay?
Yeah, and you, when did you get on board with Robert and the Cowboys?
We start, like, 5 years ago, Robert? Bill and
5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And we love the Silver Spurs. And another highlight that we have is in Solvang for the 4th of July parade.
Yeah.
And they love us there, right, Robert? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, they sure do. Yes, 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 yes. That's our pilgrimage every year we go there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Now, do you guys actually try to get together? I know what it's like with Catherine and you, Robert. I mean, your schedules are crazy. But you know what Eric and I were talking about? And I'll ask you if you do this at all. With the Real Cowboys, do you guys ever get together and maybe go out on a ride somewhere? Or maybe, you know, do something like, let's rent some horses and go out riding. Do you ever think of doing that?
Well, there's a few people in the organization that have horses, et cetera, but they're busy working every day themselves. And
see?
Once they get a chance, they can go and ride their own horses. But there's not that many horses to go around. That's the thing. So there's not that many horses to go around.
Now, wait a minute, Robert. Are you saying that now that we're involved with the Real Cowboys, we don't get our own horse?
Well, if you got enough money to buy your own, I guess.
You have barbecues, though.
Yeah, if you have enough money to buy your own, I guess that would be cool.
There you go. Well, you know, we were actually talking about that because we know the schedule in this business, and it's like everybody is beyond busy. And then when they wake up the next day, they're not only booked with everything, there's more stuff coming in, about taking some time and we get together and go do something, taking the day off, setting the cell phones down somewhere, which would be impossible. What do you think about that?
Well, that's fine. That's fine. You know, as you know, the Real Cowboys, we meet for our Saturday morning breakfast the first Saturday and the third Saturday of the month. The next one coming up is April the 4th. And that's held at Big Jim's Restaurant up there in Sun Valley. And they're on the corner of Sheldon and Laurel Canyon, right by the 5 Freeway. And anybody out there,
Big Jim's, that was great when I met with you guys. Yeah.
Right. And a lot of local people out there that are listening in, if they're saying, my God, I didn't know you guys existed. I love cowboys. I love westerns. Oh, my God. I love John Wayne and everything.
Yeah.
So come and join us, and you might like what you see. And then you may want to become a full-fledged member. You have to come 3 times, and then the board of directors vote you in, and then you're a member of the Cowboys. And it's a great organization. By the way, the first Saturday of the month, we get to wear our guns. You know, and we have ammunition and all that, but it's all dummy stuff. We don't allow live ammunition, naturally. That's called common logic.
Well, you remember, guys, you can go to the Easy Way Broadcasting Facebook page and see some of the video that we did with you guys. So don't forget about that, Easy Way Broadcasting Facebook page. And, you know, I would say, Catherine and Robert, this, and I've had you on the show before, Catherine, we touched base with this. This is a new age now, and Eric's involved with you guys, and it's like, okay, everything we've done in the past – Robert, I imagine you know, as being president, you've noticed the difference with this social media situation and the computer and so on and so forth, all this internet stuff. The Cowboys, we're talking about what we enjoyed in the 50s and 60s. This is a different world today, isn't it?
Oh, my God. You know, it's so mind-boggling. You know, I like to say us baby boomers, you know. Life was simpler back then. It's more complicated now, but, you know, if you're smart enough to keep up with it, then you can keep up with it. You know, I mean, I'm a man that works with his hands and not with his typewriting and paperwork. But case in point is that Catherine was my secretary there on the board members there for 2 years.
Yeah.
And, of course, she had a lot more to do, so she had to move on to other things, you know, pursue her acting career, and she's doing very well. There's a new movie coming out now, by the way, with Gary Busey, she works in. And we're going to be seeing that May the 19th at the Egyptian Theater. It's going to be a big, big show, and the Cowboys are invited to go see that, and it's going to be a great movie. But her husband, Bill was also my vice president there for 2 years also at the time. So,
and Bill's what a great guy he is. He fell off his horse, and he hurt his leg. No, did I get that right, Catherine?
I plead the fifth.
Hey, we got to make it sound, it's Hollywood. We got to make it sound a little bit more exciting. Bill was riding along.
Exactly.
And
he rode his horse. Yeah, right.
But no, and now you've got Eric as consultant for the Silver Spur Awards, and I think this should help kick things in gear a little bit.
Oh, my God. He is genius in media.
He sure is.
Totally,
I mean, I can't.
Totally impressed, you know?
I mean, it's amazing what your son, 32 years old, has accomplished in just 10 years and how he's so well-known around Hollywood. It's just like a godsend to the Real Cowboys. And you know, the Cowboys need a little shot in the arm sometime, like you said, with a new technology and new people out there like yourself.
The technology.
And I want to thank Catherine, by the way, and Bill for letting us know about you and your son. And it's just, and we're so happy.
Well, we love Catherine and Bill. I'll tell you, I don't know how long ago it was that, do you remember, Catherine, when we ran into you guys, it was at a carpet somewhere?
We've been to a few carpets together. And, see, the thing is, when I was first doing red carpets, your son, Easy, really, really helped me out. He really got me out there, you know, invited me to places, which was really, really cool, you know.
Yeah.
And mixing
and mingling,
Freddie,
Catherine, you know. Yeah.
I think Freddie the K introduced us, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. You know, guys, it's literally mind-boggling when we think of, you know, when we met and Robert, what you got involved in, and then you turn around and a year doesn't go by fast, 10 years goes by fast. And if you're going to do something, let's do it, because, wow, you know, I was on the fire department in a suburb of Chicago, and my dad said, you know, 20 years goes by fast, thinking if I stayed on, I could retire. And that was 40-something years ago.
Well, I know.
Wow.
It's like this, you know, I mean, where has the past 20 years gone by so darn fast? I mean, it's almost 20 years I've been with the Real Cowboys. Where has that gone? I mean, in another 20 years, I'll be what? I'll be 85 years old. My God, it's gonna, you know.
And you'll still be riding high, Robert. I don't want to hear any of this negative stuff. With the energy you have, you'll be. And you know, all right, just real quick. Now, Catherine and Robert have been in the industry. I mean, I could go into questions about celebrities they've been with, movies, and all this kind of stuff. But you know, I just want to jump on a couple things that impressed me. Now, Robert, you I know there's not a lot of time to talk about all this, but you did mention to me about you were starting or planning on, and it's one of your visions, one of your dreams, about a town, about an Old West town, and creating it in the image of back in the 1850s, where the people dressed that way, they served food, everything was going to be the way it was back then. I think that would draw people from all over the world to an Old West town.
Well,
he's even going to have Sarsaparilla.
There you go.
Well, it's going to be three Western towns. And it's going to be – the setting's going to be like back in the 1880s, okay, 1880s.
Yeah.
Because that's where people – it's going to be pre-Civil War. It's going to be like 1880s. And it's going to be working towns. And I don't want to say too much over the air, give away my secrets. But the three towns are going to be replicas of Tombstone, Arizona, Deadwood, and Dodge City, Kansas. And people will be coming over the world, and if they want to change their clothes or put on the clothes of the era and put on a Colt pistol with little blanks in it and be the town marshal or the deputy marshal, and if a man's wife wants to be a saloon girl, she can be a saloon girl. And if they want to spend the night, well, they'll spend the night in the hotel upstairs in town.
So
as it
cool.
was back in the 1880s.
So cool.
And,
you know who pops in my head, Robert, was Yul Brynner. You know,
Westworld,
right? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Except there won't be any robots that'll go haywire. These would be live people that'll go haywire. How's that?
yeah. We don't need it. And Catherine's gonna be. Who would you be, like Kitty? What do you think?
I guess Miss Kitty, right? Right, Robert.
That's it. Well, speaking of Miss Kitty, she's gonna be playing the saloon owner in a wonderful, clean, wholesome. A Christian Western movie that I'm going to be producing and directing. She's playing the part of Dallas, a saloon owner in that town,
wow.
A very crusty, no-nonsense kind of woman. And it's called Montoya's
See,
Betrayal.
See, he typecasted me.
It's called Montoya's Betrayal, and I'm in the
Montoya's
process
Montoya's Betrayal, right, yeah.
I'm in the process right now of hopefully acquiring the financing to be able to do this picture. And the lead character in my movie is a longtime friend of mine who always wanted to work in a Western movie. He did a few movies, one notably The Dirty Dozen with Lee Marvin and Ernie Borgnine and George Kennedy. Well, this man here is none other than the wonderful Mr. Trini Lopez is playing the lead character in my picture. Yes. I got both.
Let me ask you real quick. Mm-hmm. Now, was Cheyenne, was Clint Walker, was he in The Dirty Dozen?
Yes, he was.
Because I know he was
in one
of those.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
He was the big guy. His name was Posey in there.
That's right. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a good memory with this. Yeah, you're pretty good. Now I'm gonna hit you with another quick one because everybody put their mindset on Gunsmoke when it starts out and James Arness, you see he's walking towards someone for a gunfight, and Jim always draws second, I guess, because you hear the other gun go off first. But real quick, the guy that he shoots, it falls down, and Jim's standing there. He won. The guy that he shot is famous in his own right, isn't he?
He sure is. He was none other than the top Hollywood gun coach. His name was Arvo Ojala at the other end. And we're going to be honoring him also at the Silver Spur this year with a special Lifetime Achievement Award. Sadly, he passed away in 2005 at 84 years old. But he is also the one that made the holsters for all the TV shows.
Yeah.
And he's notably made the one to have Gun World Travel with the test light on it, too. And he was the world's fastest draw. He's the one that taught all of them how to draw.
Wow, that is so cool. You know, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, far, far from home. I just watched that video the other day. We're going to go into a commercial break real quick, and then Catherine will touch on your movie premiere and everything, and we'll be right back, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Ezizuli. Okay, so check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities. Get your own personal video message from myself and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I'll hook you up.
We are back. Okay, so anyway, tons and tons of cool stuff. Everybody loves the OS. I still watch this stuff on TV. I love it, the Cheyenne show. I mean, there's something about Clint Walker. It's a cool show. It's just fun to watch this old stuff. It brings you back. So, Catherine, just touching base here, your movie premiere, what's the deal?
Okay, it's going to be on May 19th.
May 19th.
And so mark your calendars, and it's going to be a premiere. It's called Mansion of Blood. And you can go on mansionofblood.com. It's either mansionofblood.com or mansionbloodthemovie.com.
Okay.
But anyway, it's going to be at the, I'm pretty sure it's at the Grauman's, right, Robert?
No, it's going to be at the Egyptian Theater.
The Egyptian, because they changed it a couple of times. It's going to be at the Egyptian.
So
ought to be interesting. Gary Busey's supposed to be there. John Barrymore Jr. And on.
John was at, we went to an event in Beverly Hills the other night, and John was there, I believe. But anyway, I want to be there.
I hope you are. Going into my email that somebody sent me that Tom Tangen sent me here on Facebook, and I can give you all, everything that he sent me, and I'll tell you everybody who's there, who's going to be there.
Now, Tom Tangen, are you familiar with that name? Tangen. He's a friend of Eric's. Executive producer. Is it Tom Tangen? Is he executive producer?
I'm not sure whether he's an executive, but I know he's one of the producers.
Okay.
And,
Eric. Eric does.
This is
exciting, Catherine. Wow.
Well, finally it came out because because he just sent me something. Hi, Kat. We are now ready to do Premier Mansion of Blood, and I'm looking for a place. Well, he was looking for a place to screen it. He finally found the Egyptian Theater.
Okay.
Now,
when you were in that, you had some roles in there. Did you get to wear your cowboy hat? Because I know Robert's going to be on top of you about that.
No, I played a waitress. I have a very small role, but it is a speaking part. Just a few lines, but it was. But here's what it says. Tom Tangen and Andre Agzarian cordially invite you and the guests to the 79th Annual Southern California Motion Picture Council Founders Day award ceremony in association with the Los Angeles premiere of the feature film Action of Blood, starring Gary Busey, Robert Picardo, Kerry Moore, John Barrymore, Tyrone Power Jr., Sissy Wellman, Mindy Robinson, Catherine Coven Pacino, Kalista Carradine, Tom Tangen, Andrea Zarian, and Carla Limley.
Okay.
We lost this last year. That's May 19th, 2015, the Egyptian Theater, which is 16712 Hollywood Boulevard in L.A., the red carpet at 6 o'clock, awards and ceremony 7:30, screening of feature film 8:30, reception and after party is 10, and it's black tie optional.
Okay. Wow. Sounds exciting, huh? Moving right along. But
yeah,
and
the press credentials we are to contact Ed Lozzi, and that's but it'd be interesting, it'd be fun. So I would love
Any bad dreams after you get done making a movie like that? You know.
After working with Gary Busey? No. I knew Gary Busey before that through a couple of people that I've worked with before. Bob DiBrino out of CAA. I mean, I've actually sat down with him.
The Night of 100 Stars, I think he attended the Night of, what is it, Night of 100 Stars?
Right. So, interesting.
Well, I tell you, you know, it's exciting. You're keeping busy, and I hope Bill can keep up with you on some of this. He'll be hobbling along and back you, but anyway, you know.
Hop along, Bill.
There you go. Now, Robert, you're planning on, now give me a little bit on this parade now. What's the date of the parade coming up? And it's in Pasadena, correct?
It's in Burbank.
Burbank, I got that right.
April the 25th, and we are well known in Burbank, the Real Cowboys. They love us over there because we're different, and because we're the Western. But this year, the Burbank parade is going to be based on Westerns. It's going to be a major Western theme, and we have been selected to be the Grand Marshal float this year for the event.
Oh,
and
so
hopefully,
cool.
Hopefully we'll be able to secure a famous celebrity there to be able to sit on top of our big wagon wheel bench, and they'll be able to sit on top there and be the Grand Marshal. So we're working on, right now as we speak, we're working on getting one. I can't divulge his name yet until he says he'll be glad to do it, and I'll wait to hear from him, and so we can report back to the people there in Burbank, and they'll be very happy to have him because he's very popular and everything, and a great man, and we'd like him to become part of the Cowboys, just like you and Eric are part of the Cowboys. And,
yeah, well, it's like you said, it's still building. It's building and building, you know, and this is kind of a legacy because, you know, when I was talking to you guys over at the at Big Jim's, this is kind of a transition period. It's like, you know, you're World War II. I know a lot of the vets, Corregidor, Guam, all that, and I'm talking to them, but, you know, time's going by, and they're in their early 90s or mid-90s, and it's like the era with the cowboy movies that we saw and that we watched in the 50s and the 60s for us anyway. I know it goes before that. But, you know, here we are, and the people that played in those movies, they're either, well, they pass away or they're getting older, and some of them are still involved, but, you know, their time's going by. So you're kind of keeping this legacy alive because we have cowboy movies today, but there's something about that era back then, you know, with Rawhide and, well, it can go on and on, with there's so many Gunsmoke and Paladin and everything. And this is an important thing that you're doing because you're keeping the awareness of all the stuff that went on back then and the history that's involved, because when it's done, when everybody's gone, it's up to you and the experiences that you've had, you know. And even
that,
the little things, when you talk about the holster, you know, I mean, I so many times I've seen that holster with the knight on the side, you know.
Paladin's holster, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've got one of them because Arvo O'Jolla made one personally for me.
Wow. Now, didn't you mention that you had an association even with Chuck Connors played in the movie The Rifleman, and
yeah.
you do a duplication of the short barrel rifle he had?
Well, he had the 20-inch barrel. That was the length it was made.
Okay.
You know, the famous Rifleman's rifle. Yes, I do make those. If people out there go online, bountyhunterspecial.com. That's bountyhunterspecial.com. My God, I'm known around the world as the only guy that makes the Rifleman rifle using the original 100-year-old Winchester Model 92s.
Yeah.
I also make the famous Steve McQueen Wanted Dead or Alive gun.
Yeah.
I make four versions of John Wayne's rifle. By the way, Michael Wayne was a longtime personal friend of mine until he passed away, and he loved what I was doing, those rifles, and I was going to make him one, but he passed away. And I also make the famous Paladin rifle with those famous chest knights on both sides that he had on his holster. By the way, I got the mold to be able to make those, thanks to Arvo Ojala, who gave that to me. So I'm blessed, you know, having grown in Massachusetts, and thank God the military brought me out here, United States Air Force. And when I came here, I said, hey, there's no snow out here. I'm going to stay here for a while. Imagine living in Massachusetts now with all that snow. Jeez.
Oh, man.
But I'm blessed to have known all these people. I mean, if people go online.
What do you got? Just hit us with a couple, little interesting tidbits going back. I know it's not easy sometimes, but, you know, you ran into so-and-so on the set or somebody you work with that it was kind of surprising the way they were. And, you know, because we see these people in certain roles and then you see them in real life. And did you have any left turns or something that kind of surprised you? Some of your stories?
Well, some of the people I've worked with in the past that I did some acting, I worked with Sylvester Stallone in a movie called Fist. Okay, I worked with also Rock Hudson. I was a Russian in that picture called World War III, and he played the President of the United States.
What year was that about?
I think, 1980, right around there.
About 80,
and a very pleasant man to talk to and everything. And when I shook his hand, I mean, his fingers are so big. He was a big guy. I mean, I gave him a good, hearty handshake, and he just about broke my fingers. But also Brian Keith, very lovely man who I worked with there and in that movie. And there's been a few others. My God, I have to sit down and look at my resume here, but because I have it right now, finally. But I said, I was told years ago by a good friend of mine who was a famous actor, character actor, Vince Barbie, who was originally from Italy. He did, his face is recognizable if anybody goes online. That's Barbi, Vince Barbie. He used to be a boxer. He fought Joe Louis and all those guys and everything.
Wow.
And he belonged to an organization that I belong to called the Cauliflower Alley Gang Club, where all the old boxers wrestlers, right, used to. And Mike Mazurki, the famous Mike Mazurki, was the president of that organization. And, it was a pleasure to meet these guys. I used to pick up, because I lived in Victorville at the time, I used to pick up this girl, and I forgot her first name, but she owned a restaurant in a little town called Hesperia. And that was, what the heck is his name? He was called a Manasseh Mahler. Jack Dempsey. That was Jack Dempsey's daughter. I was picking up to bring her all the way to Hollywood every two Saturdays to go to the Cauliflower Alley Gang Club. Who would have known years earlier that I would be having Jack Dempsey's daughter? You know, she was married, about seven kids at the time, but her husband was running the restaurant, and I'd pick her up and come to these breakfast meetings. It's just amazing. You never know who you're going to be meeting a month from now or what's going to be doing. It's going to turn your life around. You have no idea.
Yeah, that's just it. That's what we talk about. You could go to any function or decide to stay home. And
mm-hmm.
if you stay home, you don't meet the person that could totally change your life and set things in a different direction. I mean, it's coincidence, you know, like what made you decide to move out to California? Catherine, how come you wound up in Hollywood? You know, what was that thing that came along that, you know, we don't want to go into all that now, but these little decisions we made, look at the difference, you know, I mean, our life's going a different path and it's really interesting how that all turns out. But, you know, we were talking about before with, you know, the way movies change and everything, and it's supposed to help the technology. But now, you know, I was at a store the other day, and I was watching what I thought was an older movie. A guy pulled up on a horse. You know, he pulled up. He rode up on a horse and put it in park. And I'm looking again, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's not real. But I'll tell you, I was up close looking at the screen. It was at Best Buy. Where was it? Best Buy, I guess. And it was a computer version of a cowboy in this town. The dust came up from the, you know, the ground and the horse, the shadows, everything. It was so realistic looking. You know, like we're going to be able to see computerized programs pretty soon. I mean, it's so strange the way they would do that. I don't know. Is that good or bad? What do you think, guys?
Well, in other words, you talk about Hollywood creating its own stars on a computer and everything and that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, 20 years from now, probably that'll be. But the thing that is, I look at it right now. These days, I'm doing everything I can, and I think you and I and Catherine too, to do things that have live, famous celebrities that can do the parts. And to me, computers is fine. But you know what? I want the real thing. I want to be able to meet that actor that did that movie that I really liked. I want to be able to meet him. You see him, see, or her, I should say.
Exactly.
I don't want to
meet
a computer. Yeah.
Oh yeah. We find out that what the computer does and how you can get it out there will definitely benefit what we're working on with the real cowboys and everything else and the scenario of the hashtagging and all that and make things expand. You know, you're talking about meeting people. I was at Cantor's, which you guys probably both know, Cantor's restaurant over there in Fairfax. And I met the Cantor family that was, well, I'll tell you, that place goes back, 40 years or so. And I went to a...
longer than that.
Yeah.
The waitresses are older than God.
yeah, exactly. And you're talking about Big Hands with Stallone, or who was it? I met, I had lunch with Carl Karcher and his wife, the Carl's Hamburger, and he's got those big hands. Make a lot of burgers, I guess. But, the real cowboys, now, your ultimate vision is to, where would you think that, you know, like, where would you want to take this to? We're talking about keeping everything alive. I think we should do maybe have a big launch and do a newsreel and all the stuff that you're doing and how it works and, you know, what it consists of, because you work so hard at all this, you know, keeping all this together. Unfortunately, you have a lot of people that are interested in this and are joining on board.
Well,
Well,
we're in the process of designing something like that. I want to be able to get a good trailer out there and get a lot of the cowboys to dress up and get on horses with their guns and everything and do some sort of scenarios, different ones, little 30-second vignettes that they can be on. People can look on a computer. Because, you know, people hunger around the world, believe it or not, for Westerns, because Westerns and cowboys are so popular around the world. That's why I know that my movie, Montoya's Betrayal, will be a big hit around the world. Also, I mean, that'll be in there, naturally, is Trini Lopez, who is so famous around the world. I mean, last year he was on a European tour to pack houses, and he's still making CDs.
Uh-huh.
You know, he has sold over 100 million albums in his time that he's been singing. So, and he's so grateful. He's so happy that we're going to be doing this movie. So as soon as I got the money, we're going to do it, you know? So.
All right, so we go to the site, realcowboys.org. All right, you're talking about a potential group of people that want to get involved. What would they see, and why would they want to become a member if they went to your site? What do you think it would be that would attract them?
Well, it's something different. It's something new to a lot of people around the world, and they see this and say, oh, my God, I want to get in on this. I want to see what's going on. And then they see what we're doing and the parades, of course. Once they go on realcowboys.org and they're able to see, they go to members, and they won't be able to believe it. They won't be able to believe it that some of the big stars that are members of the Cowboys. I mean, look at Hugh O'Brien, who was Wyatt Earp, Robert Horton from Wagon Train, James Drury, the Virginian. The very famous Rhonda Fleming is a member of the Real Cowboys. Terry Moore, Stella Stevens. Robert Fuller from Laramie and Wagon Train. And we even have Rich Little, who is a member of the Real Cowboys. Lou Gossett Jr., James Garner was a member until he passed away. So was Ernie Borgnine and Bo Hopkins. We even have John Schneider, Andrew Prime, Bo Svenson, Dolores Taylor, who was Tom Loft and Billy Jack's wife. Tom Loft is a member of the Real Cowboys.
So he there's some names
John
there.
John Agar and John, right, John Agar, John Mitchum, all those people that were members of the Cowboys. Dickie Jones.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Is that Robert
way,
Mitchum's
even,
brother?
Yeah, Robert Mitchum's
yeah.
brother. Also,
wow.
John Voight's a member of the Cowboys. Who could forget Morgan Woodward? If ever, anybody out there ever saw Cool Hand Luke, he was the boss man with the mirror sunglasses. He's a member of the Cowboys still.
It's amazing. This is a who's who, guys. We got to wrap up now. We've only got a few mm-hmm. seconds left, but I want to touch on you. You got an award that had a past history that was a who's who also. But we're going to have you guys on again because this is there's too much to get. You know, you're trying to cover so much. It's like doing a little clip of a 3-day tour, and you're trying to do mm-hmm. a sizzle in like a minute. How do you do that? But,
oh,
you know, it's like filming a movie that takes a year and you got to do it in an hour.
You don't.
And don't forget, we're always ad-libbing, too, when we're on the air and stuff like that and try to remember all the things that we have to speak about and everything. And one last little thing. Another member, by the way, we're talking about Have God Will Travel with the famous Paladin Holster and all that. Well, the man that wrote and sang the title song of the TV show, Johnny Western, he's also a member of the Real Cowboys, and he was the master of ceremonies for 3 Silver Spur Award shows. And what a blessed man.
Wow.
He lives in Mesa, Arizona now. He's a great guy, you know. So,
wow.
And he's still got that beautiful singing voice.
Show,
you know?
With your host,
well,
I'm
oh,
Sean.
And, oh.
I'm Tracy.
Well, guys, we got to wrap up. Thank you both for coming on.
Thank
you,
James.
Thank
you.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon. Looking forward to Big Jim's again.
Spirit and energy on all things positively human.
We have listeners of all ages.
Call in to talk with us live.
Call in to 718-766-4494. That's 718-766-4494. We are on live every Monday from 5 p.m. 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we are archived and podcasted thereafter.
Topics change every Monday, so be sure to listen every week.
Also, check out our website at www.loveallhumans.com
and email us at join@loveallhumans.com with any questions, comments, or show ideas. Also, for all your residential, commercial, or investment property needs, check out LoveAllHumansRealty.com or call me, Tracy Williams, at 562-354-1724.
We support EASY
and the EASY Way Broadcasting Network
for doing it
the EASY way.
We love you. Love all humans.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.